still needs to be wrapped up with one day remaining of camp.
Well, it's one day of camp left, but we still have, what, nearly 2 weeks before we play. And so just because camp breaks, that's now no, doesn't really signify anything other than the work continues to go on when we come back on Monday. So what we got to do tomorrow is have another clean practice, which is what this morning was. Before we do that, we got to have one this afternoon, because we have one this afternoon. But we just got to keep better, getting better at everything. There is no glaring area of concern right now. We just got to continue to improve everything.
That's no specific position that you feel like we still need to do work here.
Every position still needs to do work. Every single position. So that's an ongoing process that never ends. But we think we've done what we need to do in the identification of who is going to be in the mix this fall and who's maybe not quite ready to play.
With the quarterback situation and Brandon Cox being in that three spot right now, at least getting the three reps, have you had a conversation with Brandon and talked to him about maybe
Brandon's
his role?
Brandon's no longer with us. He's decided to take his game elsewhere, and we really appreciate everything he did for us here. He was just a great teammate, and he's graduated. He's got 2 years left. And he wants an opportunity to get someplace where he can get on the field. And so we wish him all the best. And like I said, he's leaving on very good terms with us, and would like nothing more than for him to be very successful wherever he ends up.
Well, that sounds like that leaves you pretty thin at quarterback.
Yeah, there's teams in the country that have two unscholarship quarterbacks. It's not that uncommon. It's not ideal. And it does create a depth issue, but... But quarterback's a unique position. Only one guy plays it, and then the guy that maybe sees that the future isn't exactly what he hopes for, oftentimes looks for another place to play.
So what does that do for Tyler? Do you have to talk to him and be like, hey, like, it's you? If
it already was him.
But, I mean, it's just him. It's on scholarship.
Well, yeah, Chase Hansen could be an emerging quarterback. The cover's not completely bare. We've got a couple quality walk-ons that are doing a good job. And so, we'll just work through it, and away we go.
Are you going to give any reps to Chase?
Not right away. No, he's full safety now. If something, if we get a quarterback dinged up or something, then there'd be some reps, obviously. But between now and the game, maybe a couple quarterback meetings. And that's about it, because he can't dilute what he's doing at safety too much.
How's the install gone? Are you done?
Pretty good. The install is done. I shouldn't say done. It's never really done. You add little things throughout the year, but it's 95% installed. And now on Monday we pare it down, because when you install everything, and then when you play in a game, you're probably looking at about 60% of that you're going to use for that particular week. So we'll start to narrow it down on Monday and start getting ready for Southern Utah.
Any early thoughts on Southern Utah?
Good football team. They could have and probably should have beat Utah State last year and went right down to the wire. I think it was a punt return at the end that was the difference in the game. But they are exceptionally well coached, and they got a lot of good athletes. Well, they have two or three draft choices last year. And word is they've got a couple more potentially on the team this year. So that'll have all our attention, without a doubt.
You've had a spring and fall with Morgan as your DC. What's sort of his stamp? What's sort of his individual?
He's added a few new wrinkles scheme-wise. We won't get into that in detail, but he's added a few things. The most important thing is we haven't missed a beat. He's picked up right where Coach P's left off. There's been no drop off in effort, intensity, focus, concentration. I mean, he's got those guys playing hard, and that's 90% of it. You can play hard, and if the players will play for you, you get a chance. And like I said, the vast majority of the battle is if they'll play for you.
He's been here for a long time. Have you been kind of rooting for him to stay here and climb up the ranks here?
I'm thrilled that he stayed here. You want to hang on to your good people, and he is really good. And not that he hasn't had opportunities, because he's had opportunities, but he's a Utah guy. His family's here. Very, very similar to my situation. This is where his roots are, and this is where he wants to be, at least right now.
As far as the decision made last year, bring back Coach Pease, how did you talk to him about that and that decision?
Have I talked to Pease or Scally?
Scally.
Scally. Okay. I told him that there was a few areas I think he needed to work on still and firm up. with his knowledge base. I knew the secondary and the back seven inside and out, but as a coordinator, you got to have the whole picture, and you got to have the whole picture down cold. And I thought there was maybe a little bit more he could pick up from Coach Pease, and we knew that was going to be a 1 or 2 year proposition, and that I believe was a great opportunity for him to solidify his what he would need to accomplish knowledge-wise as a coordinator.
Is it just schemes that they picked up from Pease, or is there something in his temperament that you think he picked up from
Pease? Well, I think you learn from everybody. I don't care who you're working with or what the situation is. You can learn something from everybody. And so I think Coach Pease is a unique guy. He's a special individual. And, yes, I think Scally picked up more than just the X's and O's from Coach Pease.
Harold, are you picking up anything from this team? Positive about any kind of vibe
They're very confident. Yeah, they're very confident. They work hard. The work ethic, the work ethic's got to match the confidence level and the swagger, I guess you could say. And this team's work ethic is very good, because it's one thing to talk the talk, but you got to walk the walk. And so far, these guys have done that every practice.
As far as your evolution as a coach, where are you now compared to where you were over a decade ago?
Oh boy. Well, I hope I'm further down the road and a better coach than I was when I first started. Never a finished product. I don't think that's no matter what you're coaching, what position, what coordinator, head coach, whatever. There's always a better way to do things, and certainly I'm still in that category and always will be. But hopefully I'm a better coach now than I was when I first started this thing.
Is there anything in particular that stands out when I say what?
I think maybe more in tune, but more understanding that the rapport with the players, the team chemistry, all that is so important. I probably underestimated that when I first got the job. At first it was just, hey, let's grind, let's go. I don't care what you're thinking, how you're feeling, just go to work and let's get it done. But there's a lot of, you got to be part psychologist to do this job the right way. And I think that's something that definitely is really been impressed upon me in the second half of my tenure here.
Scally says you don't want yes men around you.
No.
Although he said every once in a while, maybe.
No, never. My theory is, if you got 10 guys in the room that all think the exact same way, you don't need 9 of them. And so I like new ideas. I like coaches to defend what they believe in. And the key is, though, when you leave the room, everyone's got to be on the same page. But I love to hear differing opinions and really what they're thinking.
Coach, back to the QB situation. Will you guys explore bringing in maybe a graduate transfer late, or are you pretty comfortable?
Like right now?
I mean, over the next week or two.
I wouldn't rule out that, but... still, like I said, if we stand pat, then it's Troy, it's Tyler, and it's Chase as an emergency guy, as well as the two walk-on guys that are working hard.
What does that mean for Chase? I mean, some reps during the week in practice?
Nope. It means no reps during the week. It means he's immersed as a safety right now, maybe a meeting or two here and there individually with the quarterback coach, and that's about it for now.
Thank you.
Okay.
But you have a lot of walk-ons on the team. Just talk about the importance that you bring to the team.
Couldn't do it without the walk-ons. The walk-ons are vital to what we do. You couldn't practice properly. You couldn't. They play such an important role, and we treat walk-ons around here with the utmost respect. We have probably awarded more walk-on scholarships in the past 11, 12 years than maybe anyone in the country. I don't have data to prove that, but we award a lot of walk-ons scholarships, and I think that helps them understand there is light. If you work hard and do everything right, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
You know all of their names?
I got it all charted. I can't give you, there's about 40 of them.
So if I asked you a name, it might stump you then, huh?
If you asked me a name, no, it wouldn't stump me.
No, I'm just kidding.
But if you asked me to name all 40 right here, right now, I'd probably get about 3/4 of them. Oh, names of the walk-ons on the team?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Know everybody.
So you
know
Hayes Hicken, what does he bring to you?
Hayes Hicken is a tough, competitive kid. He's being asked to hold, to place kick, to punt. He's being asked to do it all right now, and he's doing it all with open arms. He's really embraced it. He is now our number two holder, and as well as our number two. Well, he'd probably be number three punter, number three kicker, because Andy and Mitch back each other up. But he's the emergency guy, and he's got potential. He's got a strong leg.
About Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard, tough kid, running back. Really a great teammate. He's all in. And doesn't get probably as many reps as he'd like with the offense, but whatever you ask him to do, he's going to do 100%.
One last one, Hayden Clegg.
Hayden Clegg has been around a long time. He's bounced back and forth from linebacker and defensive end. He's settled in as a defensive end right now, but his main contribution through the years has been on special teams. He's been a very good special teams player for us.